You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
FinTech SME Capital provider ProfitShare Partners recently secured a whopping 100 million rand investment from the SA SME Fund. And with this funding, ProfitShare Partners is going to be able to partner with small and medium-sized businesses to help accelerate growth during this time after COVID-19 and as we look to grow the economy. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Andrew Marin, CEO and founder of ProfitShare Partners. Andrew, just remind us what the SA SME Fund was established for and also what Profit Share Partners business model is all about.
Yeah, Evie, thank you very much. So SME Fund was established a few years ago by, I think, most of the large corporates in South Africa that put together some capital to establish, I think, sort of the one and a half billion rand fund. And that was to help SMEs in the country. And so they've been quite active in the last year, you know, investing in other companies or people who can, people like ourselves that can actively make a difference in the market to enable funding and access to funding to small businesses. And ProfitShare Partners is a fintech business, which means we use technology to enable finance. And we're about 3 years old, and we have a disruptive way of looking at how we help and how we provide capital to small businesses. So, for example, everything is done online. So it's a technology kind of platform, and we don't need things like financials, security, or even a track record. All we need is for you to have a credible transaction or an order. And then we can potentially help you.
And that's so important at this time where we have seen some of the other more established schemes in the traditional banking space. Well, so far they've failed to launch, let's put it that way. The 200 billion rand treasury loan guarantee scheme hasn't been able to help the SMEs the way that it was initially intended. I know there were amendments, but the jury is still out as to whether or not those amendments are effective at all. Now, ProfitShare Partners, as a fintech, as you've just said, you don't require SMEs to have financial records. You don't require SMEs to have a business history, and you don't require security or backup collateral. You just require a purchase order. You've launched a campaign now in partnership with your radio partners over at Hot 91 called Get SA Working. What's it all about, and what makes Get SA Working so unique when you compare it to any other type of traditional business funding that's currently on the market?
Okay, so I think for, you know, even with the government's scheme and with the backing the banks and that collateral scheme, if you weren't able to access funding from the bank prior to COVID, the COVID crisis, it's unlikely you're going to be able to access it now. So a lot of the clients, you know, and a lot of SMEs are kind of excluded, unfortunately excluded from that kind of scheme. I mean, what makes us unique is because we actually look at the potential of a certain client as long as they have an actual transaction that they can work on, and we help them become bankable. So think of us as the preschool of finance. You know, the banks say you don't have a check record, you don't have financials, but how do you get that? And so we, if you've got a credible transaction, we'll back you. So we'll put in the capital for you to execute on the transaction. We even help you execute the transaction where we need to. And we start building up your track record, and we start building up your bankability. So we're the only business we know that actually builds up businesses to lose them. And we've done it with a number of clients. So, you know, after a client has finished up with us, they've got cash in the bank, they've got financial records, they've got a track record. And ultimately, they're a lot more attractive to the typical or the traditional funders out there.
And that's why I think it is so unique, because it's filling that much-needed gap, that missing early-stage funding. And it's such a chicken-and-egg story that you hear entrepreneurs talking about. They go off, they do a deal, they get a purchase order, and they don't have the working capital or other capital to execute on that transaction, and in steps Profit Share Partners. Now, what has the public's response been to the Get SA Working initiative so far?
So it's been really fantastic. I think it's, you know, a lot of people, you know, are you serious? Are you really, you don't need financials because I'm just starting up? So there's a lot of, there was some skepticism as well out there. Also, it's a different kind of model. So because we don't need financials and security and a track record, we're taking quite a bit of risk with you. So we don't charge interest at all. What we look at is we'll agree upfront. We'll take a share of the profit and you take a share of the profit. So it becomes a lot more, you know, from a risk-reward point of view, it becomes a lot more attractive, and it helps us to help more other SMEs as well. So getting guys around that kind of concept that it's not debt and it's not an interest payment. So, you know, if a transaction takes, I thought it was going to take 30 days, it's now taken 45 days. You know, you don't have an interest payment, or you don't have a payment that you've got to make at the end of 30 days. And where do you get that cash? So ours is works on, you know, we get the cash when you get the cash. So there's no monthly payments. You know, you don't have to go and find this cash. You don't, in most cases, you don't have to put up cash yourself. You know, we'll fund 100% of it. Mm. So the response has been fantastic. And so, you know, every month we just see more and more people coming in, and we're hearing some great stories. You know, some people who have really, lots of people have got retrenched, have been able to go back to their old employers and sell them some kind of solution and say, you know, I know when I worked here, I know this was the problem. I can actually solve that problem, and I can provide you with this, or I can sell you this. But, you know, sometimes, you know, so the corporates are happy, but, you know, place a big order on them and they don't have the cash, or their retrenchment package is not enough, or they don't have enough from the package. So, you know, those kind of things have worked pretty well.
Andrew, I must say that's a story that provides a lot of hope in a very gloomy time for the South African economy. Just talk to me about the model a little bit more. So it's not debt funding. Are you taking equity stake in the business? How is it actually structured?
So we take, we partner just on the actual transaction. So what happens is we've helped probably 60 or 70 clients so far increase their turnover by 1,000% in just a year. And so we'll say, you need 500,000 rand to do this transaction. You're gonna sell it for 800,000. You're gonna make 300,000 in profit. You give us 50,000 and you take 250,000. And so we share. So it's upfront that we agree on what it is. And so and that will depend on how much at risk we're taking, how long it is, how much work we've got to do, how complex the deal is. So there's like 130 odd factors that goes into it. And then what happens is the SME is now saying, well, hold on a second, I've now got unlimited capital if I can prove that I've got a good transaction. You know, I'm selling to a large corporate that's, you know, undoubted for payment. The risk in between is, you know, it's not things like high performance risk like construction. So we stay away from those kind of things. And so what we're focusing now is just on the sales. If I can sell it, I've got a funding partner that's there that will back me. And so, yes, you lose a little bit of your GP along the way, but when you've gone from 0 to 10 million, you own 100% of your shares. So you haven't given away any shares. You don't have to buy us out because we've earned a little on every single transaction that we helped you with.
That's also very important because it's not like you're diluting the entrepreneur out of their blood, sweat, and tears over the long term as well, which is another unique part of the model. How do people get in touch with Profit Share Partners and the Get SA Working Initiative?
So the easiest way is to go onto our website, profitsharepartners.com, or go onto the getsaworking.co.za site, and that'll give you the full information how to get in touch with us or how to apply and what's it about as well. You can also find us on Facebook and most social media, or most social media tools.
Absolutely. We're going to be tweeting out all of those links on my Twitter handle and the Classic 1027 Twitter handle as well. So if you can't find them there, go and look at our newsfeed and you'll pick it up. All the details on the Get SA Working Initiative by Profit Share Partners. Andrew Marin, CEO and founder, thank you very much for a solution that has certainly found the right time in South Africa right now, as so many SMEs are battling with exactly this thing. Let's hope that you are fully subscribed and you get another round of funding from the SA SME Fund soon. Take care.